The performance was at New Cyber City's Menaeum Maxis Primum Coliseum, and the band playing was none other than the Bioelectrics. Without doubt, this would be an incredibly fun night if her boring parents would let her go. At almost 19, her mother still treated her like she was 12. Well, if they refused to let her go, Bobby could still come over and watch the Hollow Band with an online stream. Oh my God, what if he thinks it's too lame and he dumps me? Her mind raced to try to quash this fear as soon as possible. This thought was one she knew could run away from her and wreck her day, leading to multiple calls to Bobby that she'd wind up regretting. "Computer," she called out, needing to hear something happy. "K-pop." 4 rapid tones later, the music rang out. A gentle smile crossed the teen's face. She raised the cup to her lips and took a sip of the hot beverage. It burned her tongue slightly, so she blew on the rest in the cup. Maybe she'd let the coffee sit and go out and clean the trash. Her hands flopped behind the counter and she grabbed a small vial of repellent spray stored there. Shoving the spray into her uniform pocket, she wandered toward the cleaning supplies closet. She flipped on the acrylic-capped biofluorescent plastic sign, which zapped and buzzed, heating up the algae inside. The plastic changed the algae glow from yellow to a deeper shade of royal blue. Grabbing the broom and shovel, she pushed the door wide and headed outside. "Stupid place," she mumbled. "Probably the last place on Earth without cleaning droids or robots." Outside, the morning heat caused sweat to dribble out over her skin. She sucked in a huge breath of air and pushed forward to the bin. Approaching the bin, she thought she heard a noise. "Anyone there?" she called out. No response. Damn raccoons are still eating. She pondered over going back inside, but decided to chase the critters off with her repellent spray. 2 squirts and they'd be gone. This was not the first encounter she'd had with raccoons. Spinning around the corner, she took in the metal trash receptacle. Nothing was there, but a slew of curses left her mouth when she saw the mess. Trash was spilled and thrown all over the place. The bags ripped open and scattered. She wished she worked elsewhere. She placed the shovel on the bin to hold it up and dragged out 4 extra sturdy biodegradable bags, which Hastings Corporation famously created after its paper diaper that was super absorbent and would not rip. Certainly, over the last 40 years, Hastings paper products had replaced most plastic products for everyday use. Maybe they were hiring. Hell, half the work done in that company was completed by robots. So, she figured, it would not take much effort for employees there. Slowly, she swept the trash into a pile and then shoveled it back into a bag. While on her 3rd bag, she heard a soft sound swoosh behind her. She pivoted and saw a pillow lying on the floor. "How did that get there?" she asked. A cold chill washed over her back. Her heart gave 3 beats while she waited, analyzing the area. Finally, she shrugged, walked to the pillow, yanked open a bag, picked it up, only to be startled when the pillow jerked. At first, Leslie's mind failed to comprehend what happened. She screamed from fright, and this gave the pillow the upper hand. The 4 pillows struck as a pack. 2 slammed out each of her knees from behind, causing them to buckle and her body to fall to the hard ground. Her head cracked on the pavement, spilling out her blood. The pillow from her hand rose and smashed down on her face as the last pillow was falling across her knees, preventing her from moving. Swiftly, the pillows devoured her flesh. Blood soaked the cushions, dousing them red. They glowed intently, soaking up every drop they could. Then they danced off,